Changed addresses in the middle of the project and messed everybody up.
All right, it is 4:00. We will call the October 16th Revenue Water and Sewer Commission meeting to order. First on our list is to approve the September 18th minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The ayes carry, I think, 2-0? I didn't hear many ayes though.
Did we need a motion to approve the minutes?
I can't remember.
I will make a motion to approve the September.
I'll second.
There you go.
Yeah, but we have.
Oh, yes, we do have a.
A change.
Extraneous paragraph in there that Mr. Frazier graciously.
Do we need a motion to approve minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry, I'm a little rusty. I've been home with a 6-year-old all day, so my.
Yeah, motion, you already have one on the floor.
Okay, motion in a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. The ayes carry 5-0 this time. With the change, yes, that is correct. All right.
Financial reports, I'll put this in here. We've been working with Gaines at John Mark and John Evans. He is well aware of our timeline of what we need to turn this in for MI and everything else. He assures me we'll have it, so at the next meeting, we'll have John Evans here to give our audit report. Also, we don't have all of the numbers done for this month, but I do have, Matt just gave me these, and I mean just gave me these. We were down slightly from last year. We were 727,000 on the water. Last year we were 876. In FY22, we were at 390. So that's just pretty much weather dependent. We didn't have quite as dry of a fall. On the sewer, we're at 544,000 for the month versus 618 last year and 403 the year prior. So right where we need to be. We have received the $2.47 million. I don't know if I told you that last time. It has made the books. So the revenue for this month, when you do see it, is fantastic. It's about $4 million, $1.5 million and $2.7 million. So that's right on schedule. We knew we were going to get that. And then we've got something later here where we can take some or get some more money from the city. That's graciously helped us. But that's all I have on financials right now. We are still searching. We have had a gentleman in here from Atlanta that's originally from here. He's been gone about 14, 15 years. We'll see what he, if we need to give him an offer or not. We're still waiting to hear.
Let me just ask you from just a standpoint of keeping up with the day-to-day and the finance. I mean, I'll just underline, finances are so important. I know we're sitting here with a meeting. We don't even have anything to look at. And I want to make sure that we're keeping up, that the water department, sewer, that are keeping up with the financials, and that just because we're not seeing them doesn't mean that everything's not up. Because this is just the audit. It's, the day-to-day. I just want to make sure that we're where we need to be. And I know we're searching.
Yes.
But in the meantime, it's just making sure that those numbers, because that, there's nothing probably more important that we do is to make sure that our financials
are. I'll watch those budgets. I'm looking at those. We're right where we're about 42% of revenue for the year because of that.
But you're able to look at. So as far as looking at what the budget was and kind of it's all the, the detail, the GL accounts, everything is making sure that it's all being kept up. Thank you.
Yes, sir. It's just hard. It's more timing than anything. If this falls pretty quick, he's trying to get all the last parts and pieces done.
Okay.
It's in there. The GLs are getting entered every single day.
We
can see it. We just don't have it all the way
down
into this. But we are making money. We're in a good place. Now, we've got it all spent. And it is close, so I lose a little sleep over it all the time, too. I want to know where it is, so I'll come back in the next day.
Well, it's allocated. Yeah, it's pretty much all balanced, but it's at the same time it's making sure that we're keeping up with it. So, thank
well,
you.
Well, as again in that next one of these next items after the reports, we're the sewer is that close, so I've been watching it like a hawk.
Thank you.
Any more questions? And I'll continue to try to get more data faster for you.
I want you to make the good hire. That's not, my emphasis is just, the numbers are so important, and as long as you got it and you're keeping up with it, even if we don't see it as the detail, but yeah, get you a good hire, but just know it's important as well.
Thank you.
Normal engineering representative, Mr. Sartain, decided he needed to take some vacation, so I told him I'd step in here. As far as our plan review, we're still getting the plans in. As far as new stuff, we've got this Gilbert Plaza, which is a apartment complex. I think it's about like 120 units there out on Walnut and Fourth, so it'll be more downtown. Let's see, a little storage addition, so some more storage. Let's see, we had a couple others that were newer. And then the Wood Springs, I'll get down. The Wood Springs Suites is a hotel going in out on Pleasant Crossing, so down close to the 81 exit. They're having about 105 or so ballpark rooms. So, yeah, they're continuing on construction. We've got quite a few active sites just peppered around the city. It does look to be fairly evenly spread, so it doesn't seem like we're focusing on one specific spot. They're not huge change on the project. Miniature update for widening, and then of course we've got some bids to bring forth later in the commission meeting. But the general overview, City Works has, well, I guess I skipped over, we did fill our inspection, but we're coordinating with, we actually stole somebody from the field. So we're coordinating that transition. I'm sorry, Johnny.
It's our farm team.
He trains them well, so we just try to steal when we can. So.
Good job, Johnny.
And then City Works has been a big push here in the office. We've got, the field guys have been doing an excellent job trying to get everything up and running. Our IT staff has been doing an excellent job. So everybody's doing a concerted push. We're trying to iron out all the bumps, try to make everything just as smooth as possible. Obviously, they're random hiccups, but we've been doing a pretty good job knocking them down as they appear. Let's see, the Walnut widening. So they're working on the traffic control plan, and once that's approved, we'll try to go out to bid with that one again. I don't know. Would you like to add anything on the dryer or the capacity stuff?
I think the biggest takeaway I got from our last meeting was time is of the essence. We need to move quickly in order to make sure we get our design moving fast enough to make sure we get our grant money. Our primary negotiation with this is in the essence of submittal times, return times, and design information time frames. So that's our primary issue with this.
I think I sped through that quick enough. Does anybody have any questions?
I was going to comment for the commission members, if you, on that map that you showed that had those active projects, just kind of an FYI, if you're curious about any of those, you can go to that community development. What's kind of nice is that if you hit one of those, you'll hover, it'll pull up the info, and it'll actually pull up the packet if you want to see what it is and what went to planning commission. So it's just, I don't know if you've done that, you may have already done it, but if you'll just hover over those, it'll pull it up and you get the more info. Which is kind of nice to know, well, what was that project? Because some of these get approved, takes a long time before they actually come about. So that's, I like, I thank you for the map. I was kind of looking at some of the projects that I was not familiar that was on your list, but you can pull up what went to planning commission. So, kind of interesting. A lot of projects in the works.
Yes, sir.
No major equipment malfunctions and no huge flow issues, so plant DMR looks fine. Not a lot of going on there. Our pretreatment crew is out and staying busy. Fog, Amber's worked really hard on trying to get our policy in place. She is working on trying to get a change to our ordinance that'll refer to our policy so that we don't bog down the city council with some minutia of, you know, like, you know, strainer device updates and things like that. But it allows us to stay current with the times without bogging down the council with minutia like that. So she's put forth a lot of effort on that. So. And then, of course, for their usual inspection stuff. We've spent a lot of time on City Works training out at the plant with our, especially our supervisor staff. And then we've done a lot of training with our line staff as well out there on that. As we'll be moving to that for our asset management and moving away from our existing management program we had. You can see, 4.5 inches of rain over 10 events. So that's fairly wet for September, which is, you know, indicated with our water sales as well. But that was only 23 million gallons from INI. So really it wasn't a bad month for us at all. For close. That's what I have. If you guys have any questions, I'd be happy to field them. All right, thank you guys.
It's going to be one of the tougher resolutions to pass here, I think. But a brief history, back when we were budgeting this fiscal year, for this fiscal year, we had a shortfall in the sewer, about 1.3, 1.2. It was due to several large ongoing sewer projects, the Van subdivision, which is 2.3 million, Pinnacle Golf Course sewer capacity upsizing, 6.2, Blossom Way Interceptor, 4 million, you know, that's over 12 and a half million right there. The total of all the sewer replacement and sewer extension projects budgeted for FY24 was over 16 million, which is significant for us. But we still needed a little bit to bridge the gap. So we had two options. We could either ask for some or go into our reserves. But this funding here, we're grateful for the city's $1.1 million allocation of ARPA funds to balance our sewer budget. When we went to them, they said, yes, we could help. These funds will also decrease the actual borrowed amount of that $31.7 million SRF that we've been allocated, authorized for as well, for the solids handling phase two project. But this funding here, they'll be, what they're gonna do is pay for an invoice, and some of the milestones, the payment milestones for this dryer are upon order, it's 10%. So that's 1.2 right there. And then upon approved submittals, it's 15%. So either one of those, based on the timing, will pay. They'll just use this and then we don't have to, and it's grant money, it's ARPA funds. So, but we do need this resolution. And staff recommends authorizing Rogers Water Utilities to accept this allocation of grant funds in the amount of $1.1 million from the city.
So moved to approve resolution number 2329.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve resolution 2329. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed nay. The ayes carry 5-0.
Yeah. And those funds, I mean, every one of those projects that you just mentioned, making a better community, better city. So the allocation of that money, I mean, it's basically the city got the money through ARPA. And so obviously they could have done other things with it, but to then allocate it to projects, you know, you got $12.5 million, it's good use of funds. So
yeah, it speaks a lot to the relationship we have with them.
And that's good for the city, and thanks for the city council to do that, and the mayor.
And we'll take this to them.
Good.
We'll use that as the other. So next Tuesday will be.
Well, let them know that, obviously, we appreciate the 1.1 million, because that certainly helps us out.
Thank you. The next agenda item is an amendment to the agreement professional services for the new transmission man. You know, you saw that at the last meeting, Garber presented the Western Corridor alignments. And this, now that we've decided on that, the next thing to do is go ahead and enter into contract amendment number one here. And this will help them get the right-of-way process going. This is not to get the right-of-way. This is for the process of survey and every other thing that has to be done before we actually start the negotiations with the landowners. But what this is the $590,200. We've already... So we've already spent the 125 in the grave. We've already been authorized for that. The $590,200 is for the amount here in the bold. So we'll revise that agreement from 125 to $715,200, which is the difference of the $590,200. So staff requests approval of contract amendment one in an hourly amount not to exceed $590,200, including reimbursable expenses for sub-consultants, allowing staff to negotiate the final form and content of the agreement. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to share, or we've also got some Garber representatives here too, Chris and Ryan.
Who actually goes out and executes these right-of-way acquisition documents? Are y'all doing these in-house?
Well, there's some options. Either we could do them in-house, or we could sub-consultant out. Like Noah or Colin, who don't want to work for the city of Rogers.
Then you'll have to do it
in-house. And I talked to Brian Sartain. We kind of want to wait till we figure out how many easements we're going to need, till we determine how we want to acquire those. So
okay.
We anticipate some other amendment to actually acquire those easements once we figure out how many easements we have.
That's an in addition to amount to this, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, O.R. Curlin does a lot for Bentonville as well. They're doing a lot of our bond projects. Okay, I was just curious about that.
I would make a motion to approve amendment number one.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve contract amendment number one. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed nay. The ayes carry 5-0.
Thank you.
This first bid is for the manhole rehabilitation. So if you remember last year, we did a sewer maintenance contract by the hour. We decided we didn't like exactly how that worked out for us. So instead this year, we decided to break it down into a couple different projects. So we've got a manhole one, we've got a CIPP, and we've got a pipe bursting one. So the first one, just as an idea of how much we didn't like it, I used the numbers for the manhole or the last year's project to kind of estimate my numbers. And you can see I was a little bit higher than what the other bids were. Here again, less than 1.2, and the low bid being at a little less than 400. So it was.
It's worth noting how many bids.
Yes, we did get quite a few bids. You can see here that we actually had another contractor that would have came in less, but they didn't have a contractor's license to do some of the work. But they said they would have even been less than Humbard. But we had quite a few people calling us on these. But
that's the first time in a while.
That's good.
Yes, we had, if you look and see, we opened all these bids in one day, and we had, I think we had one project with five bids for the pipe bursting. So it was a pretty good day as far as opening bids.
How much of that is things just slowing down out there in the bigger market versus breaking them out?
Some of it is going to be it's slowing down a little bit. Some of it is that we're kind of doing the management of the contract, if you will.
Because right.
When we did the hourly, then it was there was a whole lot of different services, and so we were basically paying a contractor to be a general manager
yeah.
and then subcontract out everything. So there's a little bit of savings there. And then that last one, we had one bidder on it, so there wasn't a lot of competition.
Yeah.
So we do feel like this one's a lot better. But staff does recommend approving the bid for Humbard for the $394,320.
I'll make a motion that we approve the staff recommendation for the acceptance and approval of the bid from Humbard Contracting in the amount of $394,320 for the 2024 manhole rehab.
A little second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the bid to Humbard for $394,320. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed nay. The ayes have it 5-0. All
right. We'll move on to our next one. This is for pipe bursting. You can see these were quite a bit closer. We actually have more than just the three. We've got five different bidders on this one. But again, we had still quite a bit higher than what the what it was for last year. But staff does recommend approving for Horseshoe Construction.
Who is Horseshoe? Are they out of, are they from around here?
I'm not sure where they're based out of. They seem to do a little bit more work around Central Arkansas.
Texas. Does it matter? For, I know you're breaking those up, but not that they're from Texas, but but just the mere fact that you're breaking these projects, is there any continuity that you have to have between? I mean,
no, sir.
It doesn't. I mean, no matter who you can use, whoever. Okay.
Yes,
but if there's any synergies, you know, it applies across the three. Obviously, you all had your estimates. And in the first one, we're basically a third of what the estimate was. This one's slightly half. And the only question I would have is, obviously, that's a big difference.
Yes, sir.
And just making sure that what we thought, we had our own estimate, they've come in significantly less, is making sure that they've not missed something or we've not missed something, and that they can, in fact, do the work. And in this, and I'm sure they have. I know y'all looked at it, but this one is quite a bit less. And then the last one smooths out a little bit.
Yes, sir.
But we're confident that they can do the work and for the, what they did it. So.
Yes, sir. We've contacted them. They all feel comfortable with their
bid. And they've not missed anything. We've not missed anything. And okay, thank you.
It's in the happy direction, though, not the sad direction.
No, it is a good, it is.
It makes you a little better. I understand.
You go for a good one.
Third of what?
Yeah.
A third of the cost that we estimated makes you go.
Yes, sir.
Is there something we missed? Is there, you know, something we don't know about?
We missed a little competition.
Yeah, and that's
yeah.
And that, I think it's good for all of us, and especially even in this one, because you've got the same thing. You've got a snippet less than what we had, and then the again the last one is not as big a difference.
Yes, sir.
So, thank you for looking at those.
Are we waiting on a motion for?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve Horseshoe Construction.
I'll second.
Motion and a second to approve the Horseshoe Construction 649-745. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed nay. The ayes have it 5-0.
We've got come to our last one, which was for CIBB. Your specialty services coming in on the low bid for that one. That's $349,950.
Again, a happy number.
Yes, sir. It was a good day for opening.
Mm-hmm. Still, well, looking at that one, if you look at Humbart across the board, you know, their numbers, and they basically have been less than that one. And this one, they come on the other side. So I kept thinking, okay, how on this one, they're higher, yet the other ones they've been. So it was, again, same comment, same observation, okay. So just making sure that on that one, again, that they came in higher than what we had estimated.
May have been the scope, just the size of it.
And I don't know.
May not have wanted to do it either. Yeah.
Getting behind that.
Bid it high so we don't have to do it.
That they have the crews to do the other work, mm-hmm. and they wanted to bid on this one. Their mining crews are pretty well tied up in Bentonville, and they got a big project going on in Bentonville right now, and the other ones are over in Central Arkansas. Mining crews are a little bit more, and you know, I think that some of the manhole work will be subbed out from them. So.
Well, that's, and again, my comment is I'm looking at numbers,
yeah.
and I'm not looking at scope of work like that, and that's why I place my trust. You all know what the rest of the stuff needs to happen. It just, when you look at the numbers, you go, so, thank you.
I'll make a motion that we accept the staff recommendation for the acceptance and approval of the bid from Mayer Specialty Services in the amount of $349,950 for the 2024 CIPP sewer rehab.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. Ayes carried 5-0.
Well done. Thank you. Good job.
What else you want to talk about? Dinner's not
going to be ready.
This is a fast one.
Does it seem like there's fewer on those plan reviews? It seems like there used to be like 2 pages worth. Are they getting fewer?
I wouldn't say they're getting fewer. I think that we've got a few that just missed the cutoff.
Well,
just last landing in October, a few hit. Sometimes it just kind of comes down to how the tax table went down. So it doesn't feel like it's any less.
Okay.
Would these be all active, or just those that you reviewed for the month?
These are anything that was submitted within the
anything
month.
That was reviewed. There's a comprehensive list that has everything, but these are just the ones that you actively looked at.
Well, it's not even necessarily that we looked at them. These were submitted between, you know, 9-1 and the end of the month. So as soon as they hit in October, if they were submitted on October 1st, then they wouldn't appear on this list.
Well, we had some last month that had 8 and 9 reviews.
There's one that has 10.
Those didn't get looked at this time, or they're
stayed on there at number 10.
They're somewhere else down
here. Here's 10.
Yeah.
There's one on here with 10th review. Yeah.
Same ones on there, 10.
Same ones.
And typically, once you get up there, those reviews consist of an email back and forth. They take, you know, 5 minutes at most to look at the PDF that the person sent in for the one, you know, had a comment here or something. Whatever it was, they're very, very minor changes that need to happen. And so they take almost no time. But if we have to do a full review, then that's when those review meetings are kicking in.
And this is it may not apply, but that's a question. You know, we see lots of road work and we see lots of roundabouts. The roundabouts, you know, do they impact us from a, you know, I feel like I know the answer. When you're having to relocate and you're having to do, I know Bellevue, but we're seeing a lot of those, and I know the ones you see, they do kind of half of it, get half of it done, and then switch everybody over. So how does that impact us, and how do y'all feel about it? Not that we're going to change them, but. And if it's a political, I know it's politically charged.
I just, as I look.
The direction we're going.
Yeah.
We just try to keep our five side of it. And there is a lot of, it's tough design to keep it out of. If you're on the service end, you can't shut down the entire round. That's, we try to keep them out of it.
Yes, we always try to stay out of drive lanes. I think we've got one, we've got sewer crossing it, but it's in the drive lanes, but it's cutting through. There's no manholes or anything in the drive lanes.
Well, there just appear to be a lot of them that are under construction. I know that 13th and Poplar, there's several, you got a lot of them that are coming on. And I just was kind of curious how that impacts water and sewer. Obviously, a lot of that's all underground. It's got to be either moved or relocated, or maybe not, but there's a lot of them.
The best part about like 13th and Poplar and Oak and stuff like that is that we get to replace pipe that we probably already replaced, or it's going to need replaced. The ones that hurts is it's the ones at Pinnacle that pop up in Pinnacle, and that's brand new duct and iron pipe that we're digging up and putting brand new duct and iron pipe right back in, out of the roundabout. But the older part of town, I actually think it's a benefit. especially over there on 13th and Poplar, we get to replace a lot of old sewer line that's in bad shape, and then we get to also replace a lot of water line in that area that's in bad shape.
Well, and this also goes back to the comment I made earlier about the $1.1 million, the allocation of those funds. I mean, the city's got to use those funds, and if you can use those funds for, again, if we've put new pipe and you got to replace that, and those decisions were being made as, a lot of those roundabouts have come about after the fact. So. And then on Dixieland, I know that looks like that's a gas line. Do we have anything going on up and down Dixieland? It looks like there's a utility pole relocation, and is that gas line?
It's a gas line. We do have one manhole because of the way they routed the traffic through there is destroying one of the manholes.
Is this one's got the...
The plate over the top of it. We're hoping they're going to move down the road a little bit because we're going to have to close that lane down to get in there and do that manhole work. That's the only thing that we got in there is that one manhole, and it was just how they routed the traffic there destroyed that.
Well, it appeared that all the barrels had moved. There was no equipment. That's why as I was coming through, there looked like all the equipment either had moved to the north. So I don't know if that's another phase of it. But that cover, someone hit it pretty hard because it was dislodged. I mean, that's a pretty big piece. You could see a pretty good gap in there. So, that's one. So, is there a timeline on that? Do you know when that? Because it looks like they've completed most of the work and the utility poles are like they had been.
So I don't know on the gas line. I mean, because to me, they're not going back and cleaning up their mess to the south of them.
No.
I would imagine they need to start cleaning that up and working their way because, as soon as they cross Walnut there, they're on the other side of Walnut. And I think they're actually there now. I think
they are.
Probably 10 box.
Yeah, 10 box, yeah. So.
But it looks like
they are messy.
Yeah, they're
very messy.
But all the equipment has been moved, and that's why I was thinking maybe they were nearing the end of that. And, again, not knowing if we had any involvement in any of that while it was dug up and blocked off. Okay.
Other than our destroyed mail.
All right. With that, we'll adjourn the October 16th Rogers Water Sewer Commission meeting.
Thank you, Brent. Thank you.